dance music. It's the craze that's sweeping the nation. A delightful new invention that will have your hips shaking, your fingers pointing, and your face flying in different directions. So addictive, in fact, the kids are downing tools and becoming DJs. Look at little Timmy here. Wanted to be an astronaut when he grows up. Now he spins vinyl in Berlin. And what about poor Susie? Could have been an air hostess. Instead, she's the queen of techno. But it's not all jam tarts and roses. It's tough out there. Nobody wants to knock boots with a failed DJ, so you better smarten up quick, Sonny Jim. Luckily, we have the antidote for that little DJ pea brain of yours. You're now listening to the 5-Minute Masterclass with Mikey Maguire.
Welcome to the 5-Minute Masterclass. I'm Mikey Maguire. This is episode 1. We've technically done some of these before. I did some of these in 2021 and 2022. Called the 5-Minute Masterclass. Again, I was never able to stay inside 5 minutes, but it summarizes the vibe of what we're trying to do here. It's 5 minutes, ish, under 10 minutes. Let's call it under 10 minutes, where we can give you an actionable strategy that you can immediately implement to level up your career. And that will be either getting you bookings, getting you connected with promoters, getting you signed, some strategies to level up your socials, merch, sponsorship, making money from your music, being able to go full time with it, starting to tour, all of these things that you really want to do without giving you like a 90 long minute video where you got to sit through ages and ages. I just want to give you actionable advice every single day. The idea with this podcast is more to give you a binge bank. That if you really want to level up and you want to do it quickly, well, we give you lots of short episodes that you can just dive in and just binge. And so the idea is I've got episode 1 today. Over the next 100 days, I'm going to drop 100 episodes. And in those 100 episodes, I'm going to be dropping you the best bits that we've discovered over years and years of coaching artists, the best strategies, the stuff that we've seen work again and again and again. We're going to give it to you in bite-sized chunks so that as you move through it, you'll see you're getting the gold and you will continue on. We'll also bring some guests. We've been doing some demo drops with some of the biggest labels in the world. We had Oliver Heldens' Hell Deep label last week. We had Mobley 2 weeks before that. And the guys running those labels have been dropping gold as well as far as getting signed, making great music, release strategies. And we'll bring some of those guys on the episodes as well. Looking at some of the strategies that they've dropped on the call. Sometimes they've dropped, you know, just a 60-second soundbite that I've gone, oh, wow, I haven't heard that before. That's really good. And we're going to squeeze those into these episodes and break them apart and give them to you so that you can just execute on them. You can just make shit happen without having to watch hours and hours and hours of content or listen to never-ending hours of content. So that's what we're doing with the 5-Minute Masterclass. Today is episode 1, and we kick it off today because I'm starting a 100-day challenge today. And I'll talk to you about that very, very quickly, but I want to also challenge you today to your own 100-day challenge. So these are something that I've been doing for about 5 years now. And I'll pick 100 days, and what I'll do is I'll take an inventory of my life. And I'll look at the things that I really want to achieve. You have things that you really want to achieve. Think of those for a second. Quite often, we're not achieving them. And, you know, it feels like a treadmill because we're trying to achieve them. You know, we're putting ourselves out there. We're doing all the right things, or so we think. We tell ourselves that we're chasing these goals. But we're not achieving them. And really, if we look at it, quite often, we know exactly how to achieve it. We're just not committing. We know exactly how to get the results, but we're just not doing it. Like, let's say anytime I've tried to lose weight, there's been times when, you know, I'll tell myself I'm trying to lose weight and you go through the whole year without losing any. And why is that? Because you're not committing. I know that if I got up every morning and ran for an hour and ate in a calorie deficit, the weight would just fall off. But you don't do it because it's hard. Similarly with music careers, we know that if we if we reached out to three new promoters every single day and had conversations, if we made great content every day and uploaded it, if we put the hours in the studio and really learned our craft and really reached out to label owners all of the time, created conversations, like there's a million things that you can do to have a career. But you need to go all in and put in the effort. And quite often you're not. And that's why you're not getting the results. And what the 100-day challenge for me was about was sitting down and making a list and going, okay, if I did this thing every day, would it be unreasonable that I would get results? And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to make it unreasonable that I won't get the result I want. And so in the case of, let's say, getting fit in 2023, I said I was going to do 100 burpees every day for 100 days. Because I was trying to get fit. And it's unreasonable to say that if you do that every day for 100 days that you won't get fit, because you will. And this, similarly with this challenge, I'll give you the way this is structured, and then I want to hand it over to you and I want to challenge you to come up with your own. So this year, I want to launch my new media agency, The Ingredients. Okay? And so today, I'm going to file the company documents. Now, I could kick it off and spend the first month with tumbleweed blowing, trying to decide how I'm going to, you know, get some traction with it, or I could make it unreasonable that I wouldn't get quick results. And so in the first 100 days of the agency, I have to do 100 podcast episodes in 100 days. You're listening to the first episode. I've got to do 100 YouTube videos in 100 days. I've got to do 100 shorts, Reels, TikTok, that kind of thing, in 100 days. And they can't be the same content as the YouTube. So it's 200 videos in 100 days. I've got to send 100 email newsletters in 100 days. I've got to lose 13 kg in 100 days because I've put back on loads of weight. I want to lose it. So I set myself the target of 100 days and put in the work. In order to make all of this happen, I can't be wasting my time on socials. And so no social consumption whatsoever for 100 days. I can post using later.com and I can see the engagement in the comments through later and reply to it. That's okay. But I can't consume it because I can't consume socials and do all of this stuff at the same time. And so I want to make it unreasonable that I wouldn't lose. WhatsApp is a big time drain as well. And so no WhatsApp for 100 days. Aside from that, I have 11 secret side quests. These are 11 projects that I really want to make happen. If I can make any of those happen, that's a bonus. And so they're in there as well. But if I do this plan, if I do 100 podcast episodes and 100 YouTube videos and 100 shorts and 100 emails to send an audience to them all, and I'm working at my fitness while I'm doing it, keeping myself full of energy in order to lose the kgs, and I'm not on socials and I'm not on WhatsApp, so I have loads of time to do it, it's unreasonable that I wouldn't get some results. I just have to do the challenge and I'll get the results. Now, I want you to think about your life, your goals. Pick one thing, like what's the main thing in your music career that you want to do right now? Like, is it finish music? Well, what about doing 1 hour of production every day for 100 days? Or try and finish a project every day for 100 days. As silly as it sounds, the project might not be amazing, but get something done, get something exported. Not with the purpose of releasing it or it being perfect, just with the idea that you're going to sit down and make it a discipline that you just finish stuff and get it done and export it. Are you looking to get booked more? Well, how about we reach out to three new promoters every day for 100 days? Or we make some DJ-related content for our socials every day for 100 days? Or whatever it is, whatever your goals are, I want you to sit down and go, what can I do that would make it unreasonable that I wouldn't achieve my goal? Look at the thing that it seems hard. It seems like a lot of work. You feel a bit crazy for doing it, but you know, if I do that every day for 100 days, I will smash it. I'll be way ahead of where I am. And then you need to just write it down, commit it, and take it. That's the whole thing. We don't have to want to achieve our goals. We don't have to hope they happen. We can just make a plan that would make it unreasonable not to achieve the goal and just take the goal. Just take it. It's there to be got. You've just got to put in the effort. And sometimes the effort might seem crazy. So what I want you to do is, after this episode, I want you to sit down and write a goal. What's a goal that you really want to achieve? Maybe you want to do one in your music, and you want to do one in your personal life. It could be fitness. It could be whatever. What are you going to do every day for 100 days? And then I want you to declare it to the world. I want you to post it on socials. I posted it on socials. You're declaring it to the world. They are keeping you accountable. Socials are keeping you accountable. By the way, if you do this, I would love if you'd slide into my Instagram DMs and let me know you're doing it, so I can share the love and give you a share on stories and give you some support. Okay. Over the next 100 days, we're going to be sharing some of the best bits on getting booked. That's what we're going to look at first. Getting booked, connecting you with promoters, starting your tours, and how you can tour, even if you've gotten nothing. You know, even if you got no socials, no releases, you can still tour. You can still do big things. How to book festivals. And then after that, we're going to look at getting your brand up and running, getting your events up and running, getting your merch line up and running. How can you get sponsorship in to pay for either your events or some of your content? Getting arts grants to fund some of what you're doing. Getting signed, launching your own label and actually having it do well and getting listeners behind it. All of it we're going to cover over the next 100 days. So get binging. Whatever time you're starting to listen to this, I've designed this podcast so it's not time specific. It's supposed to be bingeable whatever year you discover it. So what I'd like you to do is, as you go through the episodes and you find anything that's useful or insightful, if you could either stick it on your stories and tag me and let me know, or slide into my DMs or pop me an email in some way, give me some feedback on what you're vibing with, what you're loving, what you're finding most useful. And that's it, guys. I'm off on my 100-day challenge. I would love to know what yours is, if you're going to do one. And I'll see you in the next episode of the 5-Minute Masterclass, where we get going on the strategies and the skills that you need to succeed. All right, I'll see you in the next episode of the 5-Minute Masterclass. That's never going to be 5 minutes.